Chapter 1, A Smoldering Silence. It wasn't a sound that woke Jan or Igaby. It was a silence. Something was wrong. He strained into a sitting position, wincing at the pain in his neck, shoulders, and thighs. Every time he moved, he was reminded of the claws and teeth that had caused his wounds. He expected to see the bearer of those claws and teeth asleep in the bunk beside him, but his brother was gone. Sunlight fell through the porthole and slid to and fro across the empty mattress like a pendulum, keeping time with the rocking of the boat. The other bunk's bedclothes were in a heap on the floor, which was typical. Kalmar never made his bed back in Glipwood, either. What wasn't typical was his absence. For weeks, Janner and Kalmar had lain in their bunks all day, Janner recovering from his wounds, Kalmar keeping him company. Every time Janner woke, he found his furry brother in his bunk, usually with a sketchbook in his lap. The scritch-scritch of Kalmar's quill each morning was as comforting as birdsong. Janner liked to lie awake for a few minutes before he opened his eyes, listening to Kalmar's breathing, reminding himself that the creature beside him was, in fact, his little brother. He still wasn't used to the way he looked, covered in fur, or to the husky growl at the edge of his 11-year-old voice. But his breathing was the same, and so were his eyes. If Janner ever doubted, he just had to look at those bright blue eyes to know that beneath the wolfish fur was a little boy. Janner took a deep breath and swung his feet to the floor. His wounds stung. His thighs were wrapped in bandages, and he winced when he saw the dark stains there. Nia and Lili would have to change the dressing again, and that meant more pain. Janner took a moment to muster the energy to stand, something he had seldom done alone since he'd been wounded. He shuddered at the cold memory, the shock of the icy water when he plunged in after Kalmar, the hot sting of claws digging into his thighs as the little gray fang kicked against his embrace, claws scraping against his back and tearing his shirt to shreds, and, worst of all, the sharp teeth as they bit into his shoulder and neck, his brother's teeth. The ship creaked and fell silent again. Since the day they had sailed away from the ice prairies, the ship had seemed like a living thing. It groaned like an old man sleeping. It coughed when the sails luffed. It sighed when they tacked into a happy wind. The crew shouted and laughed at all hours of the day, and even at night, Janner was kept company by the slapping of waves against the hull and the murmur of sailors keeping watch. And then there was the heartbeat of the ship, Poto Helmer. Janner's peg-legged grandfather marched from fore to aft, starboard to port, the steady tap, clunk of his footsteps beating deep into the night, keeping the ship alive and all its passengers with it. The old man's voice boomed and bellowed, a presence so constant that if Janner ever wondered where Poto was, he had but to listen for a moment to hear either a barked command, a burst of laughter, or the beat of his wooden stump on the deck. But now the ship's heart had stopped beating, and that was the silence that had woken Janner. Neither the odd calm of the waters, nor the silence of the crew, nor even Kalmar's absence were as troubling as the utter stillness of Poto Helmer. It was as if the old man had disappeared. Then, as if to confirm Janner's sense of dread, there came to his nostrils the unmistakable smell of smoke. Janner stood too fast, and the pain in his legs, neck, and back made him dizzy. But he didn't care. He had to find out what was happening on deck, even if just to be sure that he wasn't stuck in a nightmare. Janner took 3 steps towards the stairs, and the hatch flew open. Light poured into the hold.
"Janner, my boy, what are you doing out of bed? In the words of Mildresh Entwood, you've been badly wounded by your brother's clawful attack."
Oscar N. Retief's round form filled the hatchway, blocking the sunlight like an eclipse. "Mr. Retief, what's wrong? Where did everybody go? Why do I smell smoke?" Janner took a step forward and winced as another pang shot up his leg. Oscar jiggled down the stairs to Janner's side.
"Easy then, that's it, lad."
He took Janner by the arm and helped him forward. Janner asked again, "What's happening?" Oscar pushed up his spectacles and wiped his sweaty pate.
"Everything's all right, lad. Everything's all right."
Oscar, who used to spend all his time puffing on a pipe at his desk in the rear office of Books and Crannies, who had only ever read about real adventures and who had never been on a ship before, was as close to being a sailor as he would ever be. He was barefoot. His breeches were cut off at the shin, and he wore a sleeveless shirt, which allowed him to proudly display his new tattoo. And though he was no smaller and no less squishy, he seemed healthier. "If everything's all right, why do I smell smoke? Are the fangs back?" The 7 fangs they'd subdued on the ship when they escaped Chimera had gotten rowdier by the day. They had howled and scratched at the stowage walls.